T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The contrast this weekend, President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden both attending Memorial Day services. The president did not wear a mask when he visited the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier and has not been photographed, almost never been photographed wearing a mask. There's a couple out there. Joe Biden, however, did wear a mask when he attended a veterans memorial in Delaware.
Well, of course, that was not lost on President Trump, who promptly retweeted criticism of Biden's mask. And if face masks were in political lightning rods before, well, they certainly are now. A.B. Stoddard is columnist and editor at Real Clear Politics. Thanks again for joining us. So the great mask controversy, and the minute I saw the video of Joe Biden and his wife with those black masks, I just knew, and I'm sure you did too, that it was a matter of time before President Trump didn't either tweet or retweet some criticism of it. So is it one of those things where everyone is going to see this through their own political prism and there's no way to somehow reconcile all of this?
Well, what's really interesting is if you look at the polling on this, it is just not the controversy and the partisan tribal divide that the president is hoping that it is. There is a new Huffington Post YouGov poll that says 62% of the public believes it's a sign of respect and a public health interest. Nationscape Democracy Fund poll, 84% of Americans are wearing masks when they go out in public to do their groceries and stuff. 72% of the Fox News poll respondents. So it's kind of like these protests where we think, you know, we see a lot of anger about lockdown from voters who are protesting. Yet when you look at the polling, there are large majorities between, you know, 65% and almost 85% of Americans who believe that it's too early to ease restrictions. And if that happens, and one was last week, AP NORC, 83% believed a return of infection would come to the area they lived in if the restrictions were lifted. So it's just not, I think it is something that the president seeks a contrast where Joe Biden comes out from his basement and he's in a mask and he must be a wimp, whereas the president can walk around at these events and get very close to people and continue to not wear a mask. And that's going to, you know, just show voters that he's some kind of, you know, tough guy or strong man or impervious to disease. I don't know, you know, what, but it is a contrast that he seeks. And I think it's interesting when you look at where Americans are on the issue, it's not the lightning rod that he wants it to be.
So vocal minority, but you're still getting people in stores and other places screaming and yelling and fighting over masks. I mean, does this get better or do we just end up getting rid of that when we finally can get rid of the masks?
Right. It is really disturbing when you think about how many people are at risk or believe they're doing a public good to be yelled at, by someone who's not wearing a mask to take their mask off or someone refusing to put one on in a closed space like an airplane. I mean, the fact that this has not become a unifying event, the biggest crisis that has consumed every American since World War II, where it affects everybody, this is just a remarkable thing. I think that the president is counting on us all to want to leave our homes and disregard restrictions about lockdown in the months to come because we'll just go crazy and that he will be, kind of leading that, right? That it's time to open up and to move on and to really carry a bunch of risk. And I don't know where the mask will go, but the point is that if the infections rates and the hospitalization rates and everything stay high, I believe people will continue to wear masks and support mask wearing. And I also believe that this idea about lockdown and everything will that we're seeing in the polling now likely stays the same. It would take a lot for everyone to feel really, really excited and at ease about lifting restrictions again, simply because we don't have the tests. It would take an abundance of tests pre-vaccine, I think, for that polling to move, because it's across party lines, across age groups, and regions. Even rural areas now have outbreaks. I think it's going to take something wonderful and super positive, a breakthrough, to change Americans' mind about the risk of this infection. It's going to be June. It's May 26, and there is no federal plan to control the spread of this virus.
So moving off of the mask issue, but still related, he has been the president, that is, condemned in many quarters because he failed to acknowledge the milestone of just about 100,000 deaths in this country, and instead was golfing, I think for the first time, he says anyway, since March. Does that criticism of him not at all resonate with him?
With the president?
Yeah.
I think the president has made it clear that not only does he think his golfing is acceptable on Memorial Day weekend, but that attacking Conor Lamb, a veteran, with an endorsement of his challenger on Memorial Day, and attacking Joe Scarborough and accusing him of murder on a social media platform, a baseless accusation, but also an outrageous one. I mean, really, it's really sick. But as we approach that landmark, that milestone, you said, 100,000 deaths, he does not tweet his empathy for victims of this disease. There are families who have watched their loved ones die alone in hospitals and were lucky, if they could, to watch it on Zoom and communicate through a device. He is impenetrable. Republicans do not want him to be doing these things, but as you can tell, he doesn't see a problem with it, or he would stop.
Yeah. Maybe Stoddard, columnist, editor, Real Clear Politics.